Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Love in action. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Meet Bill. He's a teacher. Bill has the amazing ability to see creative opportunities in his classroom no one else sees. He sees problems long before they ever happen. He notices when a struggling student needs encouragement or extra attention. But what good is Bill's ability to see opportunities if he doesn't do something? Or if he sees the problems but offers no solutions? Or if he notices when his students are up or down but does nothing about it? Today's devotion is a lesson on love from someone who loved the most people the most often with the most passion. If you really want to know what love is, don't look at Bill. Don't even look at yourself. We know what love is, but it's not always easy to show love, is it? What's harder to say, I love you, or to live up to those words? What's easier to say, that's mine, or to let others be first before you? Loving the way God wants us to love is so hard, not because we can't, but because too often we won't. God's word today urges, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. The only way we truly know that kind of love is to see it in action. But don't look at Bill. Don't look at yourself. Look at Jesus. He laid down his life for all our failures to love. Then he picked his life back up to keep showing his love for you every day. Jesus inspires us to keep loving others every day. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We pray. Gracious Savior, give us your heart of love for others so that we always see their needs and use our gifts to help them. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.